You're listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Our devotional this time is about taking your tears to God. In Scripture, in Lamentations, it says, "My eyes will flow unceasingly, without relief, until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees." Grief is a very powerful emotion. Last summer, for example, an orca named Taliqua gave birth. Taliqua's pod of killer whales was endangered, and her newborn was their hope for the future, but the calf lived for less than an hour. In a show of grief that was watched by people around the world, Taliqua pushed her dead calf through the cold waters of the Pacific Ocean for 17 days before letting her go. Sometimes believers in Jesus have a hard time knowing what to do with grief. Perhaps we fear that our sorrow might look like a lack of hope. But the Bible gives us many examples of humans crying out to God in grief. Lament and hope can both be part of a faithful response. Lamentations is a book of 5 poems that express the sorrow of people who have lost their home. They've been hunted by enemies and were near death, and they weep and call on God to bring justice. They cry out to God not because they've lost hope, but because they believe God is listening, and when they call, God does come near. Remember, it's not wrong to lament the broken things in our world or in your life. God is always listening, and you can be sure that God will look down from heaven and see you. How can you practice bringing all your emotions to God? When have you felt God draw near to you in your sadness? Our loving God can help us to remember that it's right to lament wrongness before we can begin to change it. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.